Lecture 18, we continue on with our analytical saga. So we've now gone through how we would collect our samples either in the air, in the water, or the solid phase. We've talked a little bit about transporting materials back and how we ensure that works in a reliable fashion. We're now going to go over the basics of the analytical protocol as well, the method. So typically, this is a very generalised view, we've got a number of different processes that may be applied in a standard analytical method. First thing would be an extraction, where we try and remove the analyte from the matrix. So for instance, if we're dealing with a soil and it has got an analyte present, which we want to extract out of that soil, then we could use dichloromethane to extract that organic analyte. Next thing, if our organic analyte then was actually a suite of organic compounds, we need to separate out those compounds. So we could take our mixture, our analyte-containing mixture, put it onto a TLC plate and develop. We now split apart the different compounds. If we'd use preparative thin layer chromatography, then we would be able to take the bands that we would strip off that thin layer chromatography plate, remove the dichloromethane, and concentrate that material up. Because remember, in thin layer chromatography, you guys did qualitative thin layer chromatography in the first year, and all you were doing was watching the bands go up the thin layer chromatography plate. Preparative thin layer chromatography uses a plate then that's got a band of silica maybe about 2 millimetres thick on the surface of a glass plate, and you literally cut the band off. Now your band then contains the analyte now stuck in thin layer chromatography silica. So to get it off the silica, you simply flush it through with a lot of dichloromethane. So what that means then is you've got a big flask full of dichloromethane and a very small amount of analyte. So you then concentrate that down so that, for instance, you've gone from 200 mils of DCM containing a small amount of analyte to 10 microliters of DCM containing that same amount of analyte, and it then becomes able to be analysed. So at that point you apply an analytical method. So in this case we're doing organic compounds, so we could put it through gas chromatography. And then finally we calculate how much was present in our little autosampler vial, for instance, where we've collected our 10 microliters of material. And then we back calculate to what the concentration was of our analyte in our 50 grams of soil at the start. Okay, so that's the basic process. ESCAR, extraction, separation, concentration, analytical method, then result. So, for instance, we might get 2 ppm of DDT in our soil. So what did DDT stand for? Yeah, that's good. So dichloro, diphenyl, so phenyls on either side, then sitting down the middle is the backbone, and it was an ethane backbone, and there were 3 chlorines, so it was trichloro. Now, as an example, DDT breaks down. What did I say it broke down into? DDE and DDD. Those then are metabolites, so that in this case here, in our soil extract, we would be wanting to find DDT and the metabolites present. We would separate them out on the thin layer chromatography plate, and we would then characterise each of them in terms of our overall assessment to decide how much DDT total was present. You have to be quite aware of the characteristics of your analyte so that you think about interference. Because if you've got reaction with something in the total process here that decreases the concentration of the analyte, you've got to get rid of it. If you get something that masks the response, you've got to get rid of it. So there's a lot of thinking about what's going on.